5 to 8 on the Gold Coast, 102.9, Hot Tomato, Flan and Emily Jade with Christo and Gary Ablett Jr. this morning joining us live in the studio. Thank you very much for doing this, and congratulations on your 300th game this weekend against St Kilda. If you can't make it down to Melbourne this weekend, don't forget the next home game is the Suns versus North on Saturday, July 1.
Yeah, a bit of a shame that it's not a home game for your 300th game, because, you know, everyone could be there to hug you.
Yes, but we can always celebrate it the following week, as you just said.
We will.
And there's going to be the Gaz Bay tickets.
What?
Well, Gaz Bay.
All right.
Okay, with a limited edition Cat Plus, you can bid on special Gaz 300 Guernseys in the online auction, or grab a Gaz 300 footy from the Sun shop as well. So make sure you go and do
It's like Shark Bay, only wetter because it's Melbourne.
Mate,
how do you feel right now as a footballer? Right now, how's the body? How's the mind? What's going on?
Yeah, body and mind are good. Body and mind are good. Look, I want to play finals football. It's been 7 years.
Yeah.
And that's the reason we play the game is to win premierships. So for us, it's about playing more consistent footy. The weekend was disappointing. We didn't start the game well. We gave Carlton a good start, and it's always hard to get back in the game when you give a team a 30 point head start.
Interesting week too, Gary. You're staring down the barrels of three games in a row win, and you come away with a close loss, and that's got to hurt the young blokes, yeah?
It does. It does. I think confidence and self belief within a group's a big thing. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, we won two in a row. We were confident going into the Carlton game that if we played the brand of football we know we could play, we would come away with a win.
And I thought so too.
That was a disappointing thing. But, the great thing about football is you get another opportunity the next week.
You sure do.
And, got that in.
Always wanted to ask this question of a footballer, AFL footballer. Do you get the frequent flyer points or do the club?
I get the frequent flyer
points. Yeah!
I put that in the contract.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question to ask, because Gary has kindly offered to chat to anybody that wants to have a chat to Gary right now. If you've got a question for him, we want to chat to a champion, give us a call.
Yeah, and we've got Kim from Narang. What's your question?
I wanted to say hi. We love him. He's a champion. But can I ask, and I don't know if I'm supposed to ask this or not, but is he really bald or does he shave his head?
Great question. How are you?
Either way, he's bald.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
It's not a choice. Let's put it that way.
I'm with you, Gary.
Well, let's talk about that choice. So it started to recede, obviously.
It started to recede.
Yeah. Very sexy, by the way. What are you doing?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So
it started to recede when I was about 21, and I had a good mate at the time. I actually had long hair, and I had a good mate at the time who was very honest with me, and he told me that... that I needed to get rid of it.
It's time to go.
It's time to go. And he didn't actually give me a choice. One day he cut the back of it off with a pair of scissors, and from then on I've had to shave it.
Did that get ugly?
It did get ugly. But let's not talk about it.
Okay, I'm putting it down the Wikipedia page.
I'll tell you what, Kim, I did not expect that to be the first question.
My mate's name was Jason Davenport. I thought I'd put that in there.
Okay. By the way, such an illustrious career in the AFL, and that's the first question we get through this morning.
I love it.
What was his name again, Gary?
Jason Davenport.
I'm just adding that to your Wikipedia page.
Ex-Geelong and Port Adelaide player.
Okay. Right, Jason Davenport, cut your hair off Samson and Delilah style.
Kim, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too, darling.
I'm going to put that under personal life. Is that where I should put that?
I think so. Personal life is okay.
Who else do you want to make some stuff up about, Gary?
It says that you're a committed Christian.
I am a committed Christian. That is correct.
I love that. That's great.
I think that's the first thing.
So you actually got my Samson and Delilah joke.
I did, yes.
Well done.
Gary Ablett Jr., thank you very much. Good luck this weekend with your 300th game, and we hope we can get you back in again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Hopefully we can come away with a win, and we're not too far away from playing finals.
300, mate, very, very special. Yeah. Lovely to see you again, mate. It's always a pleasure.
And as you said earlier, you might be retiring after this as a joke, but, I just want you to know that there's always a sporting reporting role here.
Oh, very good.
Which means
that.
I just got the sack. Thank you.
Move on, mate. I'll be taking that seat.
News is next. The 102.9 Hot Tomato just gone 8 o'clock.
Flan and Emily Jade with Christo on 102.9 Hot